This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 17th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Scally. How you doing, Scally?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. I've been, ready to get on one of these, talk about this season. I thought that a little earlier it would not be having the same, but I feel like, much like Jasmine making her way up to the HOH room, we are scooting along slowly but surely. We might not get to the peak, but it's slowly making its way upwards.
How is it already the 17th? That's I'm not okay with that. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 11 in the house. And there's a lot that was happening. I mean, really, like, throughout most of the day, there was game talk that was happening. Not all of it. In fact, I would say not most of it was super relevant. It's just a lot of spinning of wheels. Like, if I told you the end result of the day, you'd be like, yeah, that's what you said yesterday. And yet... 24 hours of complete just spinning of wheels is going on. Now, there is some progress for sure. And we can talk about what's happening here. But we'll definitely be summarizing some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of people on the cast that I feel like a lot of people love. And watching them all work together is not the most exciting. But watching them starting to clash just a little bit is giving some people hope, I think.
Yes. So let's catch you up here. Of course, Jasmine is the HOH. She nominated Taylor and Pooch for eviction. Pooch being the real target, Taylor being the fake target. Pooch believes that he's just a pawn that is going to help send Taylor home, Dustin before him. That's where things stand. We're going to have a veto competition today. And the thing is that the day before, day 10, we talked about this. Monty is not super high on the idea of sending Pooch out. He wants to, at the very least, cast a pretend, the image vote of, I'm going to keep Pooch even though he's going home, just so that I maintain my cover with the guys. And so that's where Monty stood. Kyle was all about taking Pooch out. In fact, he was one of the first people to mention that he wanted to keep Taylor around and get rid of Pooch. However, over the course of the day, and after talking to Jasmine and hearing about who Taylor was targeting, he started to change his mind. Because the thing is, Taylor's kind of going around saying that she wants to target Monty. And she's also talked about Kyle a little bit, and that's getting back to Kyle. And so now he's like, well, wait a minute. Do I want to keep Taylor around and get rid of Pooch, who thinks he's in an alliance with me? I don't know. Maybe not. And so he wakes up with that kind of same agenda, and he's going to talk to a few people about it. And so he talks to Monty, he talks to Michael, and kind of discusses their options and why he might want Taylor to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like a great idea when you are relying on mostly the women's votes to be keeping you in the house, to be saying, well, I want to target one of the strong guys. Now, the problem is that some of these women are very closely aligned with some of these strong guys and don't have filters. So they definitely do not keep that fully a secret. Taylor's also really focusing her energy and socializing, I would say, mostly with the women this week. So the guys are definitely on guard.
Yes. So Kyle's, this is kind of the extent of Kyle's work for now, but the real impact that it has is that it kickstarts Monty, who I think until this point had felt like, I don't want this to happen, but there's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do. When he feels like Kyle might be on board to help support him, and that they've talked to Michael and like, maybe Michael would be able to, you know, be willing to accept this information, he really starts to feel like, okay, I can actually make something happen here. And so Monty ends up going to Amira and Nicole, and they have a discussion in the pantry, and he is making the pitch, and the pitch is, look, I know that I know we've got Pooch where we want him right now, but Pooch is not good at this game. And the thing about Pooch is that he tells everybody what he's going to do, and we know what he's going to do. And that's put Brittany on the block, put Indy on the block. He's going to put these players on the block that are not in our alliance. He may put you, Amira, on the block, or Michael on the block, or Nicole on the block, but always with somebody like Brittany or Indy, right? Like, that's his plan. He's telling everybody that that's what he wants to do. Now, on the other hand, we have Taylor, who's going around saying she wants to backdoor me. And she wants to put Kyle on the block, and who knows what else, because we can't trust a single thing she says, right? So that's the difference that I see, is that Pooch will put up one of us maybe, but Taylor could put two of us up, and that's what we need to avoid. And Nicole and Amira are like, no.
Too bad, Monty. So sad. Should have won the HOH. It's a problem. Like,
they say that.
Yeah, exactly. Amira says, like, maybe you should try winning next time. But I think that what it is sure, Taylor may put them on the block, but Pooch may do as well. When he is like, has Amira and Nicole as possibilities to target, it's tough for them to believe, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna spend my week taking out like Brittany of all people. So they don't see Brittany as like a big threat in the game to anyone, even if she mentions someone's names. If she's directly targeting someone, she needs to win an HOH and have the social capital to really get that to happen. It doesn't seem super likely, so why would Pooch waste his time? And it makes much more sense that he's going to come after us, being Nicole and Amira. So Monty, now that we have the HOH, we being Jasmine, their closer ally, we're going to put this through, and you should just accept it for this week.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, they're really not having any of it. And when I say they, it is more Nicole, who is very much just like not willing to budge on this. It does seem like Amira is backing Nicole and also making her own points. But after this conversation, Amira did seem like, oh, I really don't want to break up the alliance or anything. Like, I should be willing to look the other way. But Nicole is very much just like, no. In fact, this is exactly her body language. Arms crossed, head back, and like chin tucked, like, excuse me. It's ridiculous that we're even having this conversation. And their argument basically is like, look, we have the votes right now to take Pooch out. We have the ability to take him out. It's going to be much more difficult to take him out in the future. Are you going to do it? Like, he's like, yeah. Like, but when we have the votes, like, it's just going to be much harder. There are so many people protecting Pooch that it's going to be difficult. So they make that argument, and then this lasts a while, and like tensions rise as for the time that it's lasting, right? Like, because they keep arguing the same points back and forth, and nobody's giving in, and so the whispering is getting louder, and the tensions are rising, and they just keep going back and forth. But again, Taylor will pull two of us up. Pooch will only put one of us up, but we need to get Pooch out now. But Taylor's coming after me, but Pooch is coming after Michael. And Nicole said, I just don't feel comfortable keeping him here because I don't feel safe. And it keeps going back and forth. And Amira's like, what, you think you can flip the house for Pooch? It's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. It's ridiculous we're even having this conversation, says Nicole. It's going to be much harder to get a Pooch out. If you want to take Taylor out, win the HOH yourself. Kyle ends up joining them with like a totally different... Kyle walks in. He's got like an apple. He's just like, crunch, crunch. And Kyle offers some support to Monty. He's making some of the same arguments. But the way that Kyle is sort of giving the arguments, it's a little more neutral sounding. It's a little more like, well, yeah, like I appreciate what Monty's saying. I think he makes some good points. Yeah, I'm totally with you guys too. So ultimately the takeaway from Nicole and Amira later is that Monty was being ridiculous, but they think that Kyle didn't fully agree with Monty and that Kyle's still more like amenable to what they're saying. So, you know, that's kind of the takeaway that they had. Nicole ends up saying to Monty, I mean, thank you so much for bringing me into this alliance. But now that I'm here, I'm super protective. And I'm going to protect this alliance this week by taking out Pooch. All right.
Yeah, maybe we should have given it more than 30 minutes in a group discussion before we decided who we're bringing in here, because Monty really screwed the Pooch literally by going ahead and deciding to bring in Nicole on his own. And from their perspective, like when Monty and Kyle and whoever else are being like, well, I don't really want to vote out Pooch because I want to keep up the appearances with the guys. And we have about a one vote margin on him going home this week. Then if we were to lose one of those votes and then try this again next week and you still don't want to vote him out, then all of a sudden we don't have the votes at all. So, yeah, actually this week does feel pretty necessary for them.
Yes. And this feels like the beginning of the end for the Bleep Alliance, which is soon to be renamed. You know what? So Amira and Nicole talk a bit, not only about this, but also about the other alliance that they had talked about. Remember the night before there was some discussion of like a Jasmine, Daniel, Nicole, Amira, kind of them, you know, being involved in some kind of alliance. And Nicole was kind of like, yeah, cancel Bleep. You know, green light to this one. But Amira, she's like, yeah, sure. But primary loyalty is still to the six. Nicole's not super into that, but they do have a new name. They have a new name. Ready? They started with Mamba. They moved on to Bleep. And now they are Pose Back.
Yeah. Do you want to explain why that is for anyone that doesn't know?
Pose Back, as in Paloma? As in Paloma. Paloma's back, like they've got Paloma's back. Not that Paloma is back. Like they're not like saying that she's like a Christ-like figure or anything. I think they've got her back. They've got Pose Back.
Yeah, I never thought that I would like really miss the days of it being called the Bleep Alliance. I was ready to move on. I was firmly against this name. And you know what? Now I am reminiscing on the good old days of the Bleep Alliance name.
Yes. So they like this. It's or Post Pack. Sorry, I guess I misheard it. Post Pack.
Gotta go for the alliteration.
Which, okay, Post Pack actually makes more sense because later on Nicole's gonna call it Post Posse, and I was like, how did you get posse from back? Like I said, it was a long day with a lot of information to sift through.
It was
and a lot of like, did we hear that correctly? So
there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah. Either way, they decided to name it a Post Pack, Post Posse, Post Back, Po. And it's so ridiculous because they just really are not trying to hide the fact that this was a whole alliance before Nicole had anything to do with it. And it was all about Paloma. And the only reason Nicole's here is that Paloma left. And they're like, the name itself is just reinforcing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicole, not quite catching on. Like, all the clues are there, but you know, she's too busy focusing on other aspects in order than to worry about this.
Yes. So that's what's happening there. Nicole, as I said, later is going to tell Daniel that they've named the alliance Paloma's Posse. And he is disgusted. How dare they tarnish the memory of Paloma, his bestie. God.
Yeah, his bestie. You know, disgusted is like a constant emotion, I feel like, for Daniel. It has been quite a bit of him just raging through this house, very mad over nothing at frequent points. So it does not surprise me that this is how he feels.
Yes. So that's what's happening there. Taylor talks to the cameras for a bit. Now, she's been, the thing about Taylor, right, is that she's now getting in trouble because she said that she was targeting Monty, and everyone's talking about like, what would Taylor do if she won HOH? Some people want her to win, so she'll go after the guys. Some people don't want her to win because they don't want her to go after the guys. Some people want her to go after Monty. Some people don't want her to go after Monty. Taylor says to the cameras, I'm not going to win HOH. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, all this fretting over nothing. Like, you know what? Taylor has them worked up just by breathing and continues to do so. Like, they are not going to be realistically in any danger should she keep throwing HOHs, but they don't know that. And I don't know if it would almost be better to advertise that, but you know what, Taylor? Whatever works for you.
Yeah, she'd rather like Michael or Brittany win. She thinks they would not target her or put her up potentially. I will say I don't like that idea. I do think that she should win the HOH, especially if she's advertising that she was planning to win. Just because, like, again, like if Taylor is HOH, it would give her the ability to like actually make some inroads with people and like, you know, operate from a position of power, which I think she desperately needs. It's so strange to me because I do feel like, it's like when Big Brother started, the default was everybody obviously tries to win HOH. And Dr. Will was like, nah, I've got a different idea. But nowadays it feels like the default is, and it's not even people who like know the show super well. It's just the default seems to be, you probably don't want to win HOH yourself. Like nobody wants to do that, which is strange because HOH is so much more like important nowadays, than it was back then. It's like things just shift so that the default is always wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's hard when Taylor has going to presumably not have a vote for 2 weeks in a row, not really have any power to be negotiating with, and then choosing to then still throw that HOH where you could have power and actually get some negotiating on, play the game, would be nice for her. But I feel like she's getting the worst of both worlds by throwing and by not telling them that she'll be throwing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So Terrence is going to talk to Nicole. This is just to clear something up from yesterday, because I said that everybody was in. Yesterday, what I said was that everybody was in on the plan to evict Pooch, except for Pooch, Turner, and Joseph, with Terrence kind of like a little iffy. The reason why I said that is because Terrence did have a conversation with Jasmine where he agreed to vote Pooch out. But it didn't seem like he knew what was going on. So I wasn't sure how much he actually knew about the plan. We found out. We answered the question yesterday on the feeds. Because Terrence was talking to Nicole about how much he can't stand Taylor and he can't wait for Taylor to be evicted this week. And Nicole, having just had that conversation with Monty about how she has the votes to take out Pooch, is like, excuse me? That's not what we're doing. We're not taking Taylor out. We're taking Pooch out. And Terrence is like, oh, wait, what? Really? Okay.
I love the just like they both look at each other and just burst into laughter, like total misunderstanding. He's like, yeah, sure, I'm good with that. I would love to vote him out. Like, yeah. No denial, no like having to argue to get him on board. He's like, actually, that's what I've always wanted. Like, okay, Terrence, like, just be 3 days behind on game. We'll catch you up eventually.
Yeah, he's literally like, I can't wait for Taylor to leave this week. She's like, oh no, we're taking out Pooch. She's like, oh yeah, that's definitely what I wanted too. It's like, I didn't get the memo. And he talks to Jasmine about it later. And she's like, I asked you if you were going to do this. You said yes. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess I just didn't read that memo.
I didn't know everyone else was on it, too. Like okay, sure, Terrence. Whatever. That works.
So Terrence is on board and now knows about the plan. Now the only people that don't know about the plan are Pooch, Turner, and Joseph. Kyle's going to talk a little bit more with Michael after the pantry storage room situation now I have to call them the Pose Alliance, maybe.
I don't know.
Call them. Yeah. I saw the chat wanting me to call them PP, but
I knew that was coming.
that just brings me straight back to, you know, Paul and Polly. So
yeah.
I don't know if we want to go there. Either way, look, hopefully we don't have to deal with this alliance for too much long. Let's just put that into the universe. Kyle says to Michael that, look, Pooch is so bad at this game. Like, he just can't stop talking. He's really not a threat. And, he says though, but the way that Amira and Nicole were talking to Monty, it seems like it's either Pooch gone this week or the alliance is done, which I understand. Like, I'm willing to do that. But I don't know if I feel great about this alliance right now. It really feels like there is an agenda being pushed. Like even if we decided to keep, or Michael says, even if we decided to keep Pooch, I don't think we would be able to. And Michael is playing up like he's definitely willing to talk this through, but man, I don't think we can anyway. So I guess Pooch has to go because Michael very much wants Pooch to go. And Kyle is just, he's just concerned that the women in the Alliance are planning to prioritize the other women in the house over them and over the Alliance. And so he's not really sure about the Alliance as a whole at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that this relationship will essentially do nothing for each other this week. I think that Michael is like steadfast on Pooch is going. He's not, there's no reason for him to get out Taylor. They have somewhat of a relationship, at least more of a relationship than Taylor has with most people in the house. So for Michael, it would make no sense. I am keeping an eye on the Kyle-Michael relationship moving forward. I feel like it is pretty valuable for both of them. I don't know who ultimately it's going to benefit just yet. I think that's going to require seeing how the house shakes up. But this week, not super important.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what this situation was going to do to Michael and Kyle, because obviously they have different agendas at this point. And for Amira and Nicole, their agenda is pulling them away from the guys in the Alliance, like Kyle and Monty. For Michael, though, he has so far been able to ride the middle, and Kyle still feels very connected to Michael. But I was wondering from Michael's standpoint, is he going to feel like, ah, Kyle wants to ride with the boys. I don't want to work with him anymore. We'll get into more of this later. But at the end of the night, Michael did talk to the cameras and did specifically call out Michael, or sorry, call out Kyle as a valuable relationship that he wanted to continue to work on moving forward. So it is something to continue to look out for. This situation does not seem to have damaged that particular relationship, which I think is smart on both of their ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if he wants to ride with the boys, like let him do that for a little. But as long as you are like not in the top three, four people that he wants to go after at any point, sure. We'll keep building, keep building.
Yes. So we do get to the veto competition. Michael, Amira, and Terrence were selected to play in the veto. Now, Michael and Amira had discussed the night before they were even picked for this veto, that they should probably like take their foot off the gas a little bit in these competitions, but they do need to make sure Pooch doesn't win this veto if possible. So there's a pretty decent chance that Taylor can win this if Michael and Amira feel like they don't want to win this. However, Feeds came back to Michael winning his second veto in a row.
Yeah, I feel like there were a lot of complicated feelings. Veto King. Already, you know, Michael's coming out strong. You know, potential Veto King on the horizon. But I feel like a lot of people were very excited. This seems like a almost perfect veto draw for Taylor. Two people who are potentially inclined to throw it to anyone, let alone definitely more to Taylor. Michael being someone, maybe the only person outside of maybe Brittany, who's going to even be willing to use it on her. So pretty good veto draw. Only then surprising when we find out who came in second in the competition later in the day. But otherwise seems pretty good for her here.
Yes. So it's worth noting that Taylor seems to have been in a position to win this, and Michael still decided to go ahead and win. Now, is that a good call? Is that not a good call? That can definitely be discussed. Michael, we do know, also had talked to the cameras the day before and said that he had thrown the HOH. He also came in second for the HOH. He threw it to Jasmine. What that tells us, and I tweeted this out, but what that tells us is that in the first HOH competition, Michael was a very close second to Daniel in the hanging competition. Then in that veto, he wins. In the next HOH competition, it seems as though the implication is could have won, but decided to throw it to Jasmine. Came in second place. And then in this veto, he won, which means that he's either won, thrown it and could have won, or come very close to winning every competition he's played in so far. And That's pretty impressive. Now, the thing is, we do see this sometimes. I mean, last season we were looking at Christian, we were looking at Derek X as having won a large percentage of the competitions that they played in. We saw how far they went in the game, because all it really takes is a couple of losses, and that can be all anybody wrote for your game. But there are some key differences, and I'm really curious to see how this plays out. That, you know, we have Big Brother 21 Sam, who won the first two vetoes in a row. We have Big Brother 23 Derek X, who won the first two vetoes in a row. Neither of them went too far. They both kind of left a round jury. And that's kind of because they weren't really involved in the majority alliance, right? Like they were nominated. Sam wasn't nominated, but like Sam wasn't a part of the majority at first. But his wins kind of gave him the credit needed to turn grateful into undeniable. He was that kind of extension into the majority alliance. Derek X obviously was a huge target week one, won a competition, and managed to sort of like win himself some respect, eventually get involved in the Royal Flush Alliance. But still was only like kind of an extension to the cookout and everything that was happening there. So that wasn't super meaningful. So I think for me, the difference for Michael here is that winning that competition, yes, it gave him value in the house, but it also was something where he was already in a majority alliance, and now he is still very much in the core of everything that is going on. A lot of people trust him. So winning the second veto, it certainly could hurt him. People are definitely starting to think of him as somebody who's good at competitions, but nobody's really targeting him yet, and he's in a very good spot. And so I'm curious to see if his fate is similar to these two players that we're talking about, because there are some other examples of people winning the first two vetoes. If you go back further, you've got Shane, you've got Danielle and Big Brother 8, and both of them made it very far. So I'm interested to see.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between winning the veto for yourself and winning the veto for the alliance. It doesn't ever really feel like Michael was in danger. Even if he was on the block in the first week, the perception was that he was not in danger, as well as this week with him being off of the block. It's, you know, when he is winning the alliance, the competitions for us, that feels like that might be helpful down the road. So I also think that Michael being a super fan is going to help, where he knows where to play down like other aspects of his game, can like be more social, build that up, you know, not love Derek X, but not wear the veto around the house for like 2 days straight. That would be helpful. So I have more faith in Michael to downplay this a little bit, and maybe, like you said, take his foot off the gas in next week's competitions.
Mm-hmm. So Michael has won the veto, and he does not intend to use it. That has always kind of been the plan. And it seems to stay the plan for the time being after winning the veto. Pooch, though, now that he is probably staying on the block, starting to get a little nervous.
Mm.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm facing a vote on Thursday. I got to pack my bags. Yeah, maybe you should have thought about that before you volunteered.
I think in Pooch's mind, he was never sitting on the block for the votes, especially against Taylor here. Like, it was, I will be the pawn who's definitely going to win the veto, and then you can take me off and put Taylor up next to whoever else you have up there. So not sure that this was in the cards in his mind. But yeah, Pooch all of a sudden is starting to realize that maybe the votes aren't all there for him.
Yeah. So he's going to talk with Turner about this. They start counting votes a lot. There's just a lot of like vote counting, and they don't know where the votes are, so it's not really useful. But Turner starts checking in with people, and this kind of sets Amira off to go and be like, okay, they're starting to ask, so we need to get our story straight. And they all agree they're going to keep Turner and Pooch in the dark. So as they continue to check in with people, they are going to be telling Turner and Pooch, don't worry about it. You're good. You're fine. Plan is Taylor. It's always been Taylor. Always will be Taylor. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Which sort of sets Pooch at ease, except he keeps noticing things like there's a big group of women in the HOH room. And when Joseph walks in, they all shut up. It's concerning. It's just concerning for Pooch. He's just a little worried.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that the guy who spent a large part of last week hanging with all of the guys in rooms hidden is now worried about the opposite happening. So Pooch has right to be concerned. I don't know if he knows quite how much or exactly the mechanism of how this is happening for sure, but he's on the right track.
So that's kind of where things are going here for Pooch. There's also kind of a side plot, a side quest here where, he's going to talk with Jasmine and, in this, realm of paranoia, what if the veto is used? There's discussion about who should go up. He's kind of baited into saying like, well, I guess Monty, could go up if as long as it's not me. And he starts feeling like he needs maybe Monty. It's either going to be Monty or him or Monty or Taylor. This is just kind of designed, I believe, to get him in trouble, which, Jasmine later does. She tells Monty that, Pooch name dropped you. Monty, though, doesn't super care at the moment. Hard to know exactly how he'll respond, today, but, you know, Monty still is trying to push this Pooch agenda and things again, just a lot of spinning of wheels here because things are still very much locked in. Pooch is still definitely going home. The only real difference through the day is that, you know, this Paloma alliance is continuing to deteriorate. And largely because it's just wild to me that like, it was so obvious that Monty, including Nicole in the alliance, was a huge mistake. And it's really just like being shoved in his face. She literally was like, thank you for including me in the alliance. Now let me completely disregard what you want, dismantle it and screw your entire game over. And Monty's just like, damn it.
Yeah, really, really regretting that now, Monty. I mean, I get it, where he's not super concerned about his name being thrown out by Pooch, because from his perspective, Pooch is doing this as a last resort. Taylor is making him her first priority. So still probably going to be better to keep Pooch in the house, even if he's not as loyal as you may hope. But yeah, things are definitely looking down for that relationship to start, at least.
Yes. So that's all happening there. And the thing for me too is that like with Pooch and with Monty and to a smaller degree, Kyle, you know, there comes a point where, yes, you've got two people. One of them is working with you. One of them isn't. One of them isn't targeting you. One of them potentially is. Obviously, you want to keep the target that, that is not coming for you, that is willing to work with you. That's usually what you would want, right? But you do have to sort of like accept your limits, that if people are telling you absolutely not, and they are getting really frustrated with you and relationships are being damaged, there definitely comes a point where you might just want to stop for a second and go, okay, these are not just like static cardboard cutout images of people. These are actual people. We're talking about people can be talked to and minds can be changed. You could, instead of being like, no, Taylor has to go. You have to listen to me. You can't let her stay. She's coming for me. You could, and hear me out. You could just talk to Taylor.
No, that seems off the table.
Try to convince her to not come for you. That's,
you know, I feel like if that was going to happen, it would have happened days ago. Like if everything was saying that this should be the move, and they have pretty much refused to do just that. People will actively like jump up and leave the room as soon as she walks in. They have no interest in talking to her, even in a group setting, let alone trying to smooth things over. So sadly, for Taylor, I do not see that being the case, but bad gameplay on their part.
Yeah. I mean, it's especially consider like, Monty had every opportunity to have Taylor work with him. She wanted to work with him. She's admitted that she had a crush on him. And even after the misunderstanding thing, she still was chill with Monty. If he had like continued to talk with her and been like, hey, we're cool, let's work together, it still would have been fine. It's now reached a point where he continues to not talk to her, continues to try to target her and all these things that she's like, okay, I guess I'm targeting Monty now because this guy clearly doesn't want to work with me. But I still bet that if he went to her today and said, look, sorry, things have been weird with us. You know, that whole Paloma situation just really threw me off. I wasn't sure what to do about it. But I really want to like, start things off on another foot and, you know, get to know you a little better, maybe develop some. There's plenty of other targets in this house. Mm-hmm. And if one of them was talking to her and trying to make a relationship with her, she'd probably just be like, all right, maybe I'll just leave Monty alone for a second. Maybe I will target Joseph or whoever, right? Like, it's so simple.
Remember when Monty was good in conversations? I feel like we've seen it. We've seen Monty be good with many people in the house, many people talking. Taylor was so ready to just like water under the bridge. Let's move on. Try to figure out. It was, let's chalk it up to a misunderstanding. You didn't understand exactly what I was saying. And that's it. We'll figure this out moving forward. And so I feel like, yeah, they're not going to probably build to 100% like was on the table before, but we could definitely shift this target off of yourself. And Monty's refusal to do so is definitely making me question his ability in the game at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. So Taylor does, or Amira does try to, because it's the same sort of thing with like, I have the similar frustrations with Amira and Nicole in this argument as well. Less so, but similar, because they are in the argument with Monty in the pantry. Like, well, yes, Taylor is trying to backdoor you. There's not much we can do about that. Essentially, and they do say that they can control Taylor and that like they can influence her to go to make sure that like whatever, right? But they keep like, yes, she is saying that right now. But if you can control Taylor and you can influence Taylor, then give some evidence of that. Like, when she says she wants to put up Monty, be like, or maybe not, maybe Joseph. And then you can go to Monty, and instead of saying to Monty, Taylor wants to backdoor you, you can say, Taylor wants to backdoor Joseph. Easy. Great. So Taylor, Amira eventually, I think, realizes this and goes to Taylor and says, and because Taylor's, they're talking about like, Taylor's like, you guys aren't going to screw me, right? You're going to screw the pooch, not the Taylor. And Mira says, absolutely. And she goes, great. You know, that's awesome. She says, oh, what did she say? She said it takes a queen. No, it takes a, damn it. I messed it up.
You got this.
I didn't write this one down. Pawns protect queens. She said,
there we go.
Yeah. So, then Taylor says, all right, just so you know, I am only putting up guys if I win this. And Amira says, which guys? And Taylor brings up Monty again. And Amira's like, yeah, the thing about Monty, though, like Monty and Kyle, you don't really know who they're aligned with. You know, you don't really know who might be upset if you do something like that. So I don't know. I feel like it would probably be better if you targeted, say, like Turner, and then Joseph, maybe like that they went first. That might be better for your game if they did that. And Taylor kind of half agrees, like, okay, that sounds like it could make sense. She says, I don't want Monty and Jury is my thing, but you know what? You're probably right. I can do that. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm willing to whatever it takes, right? Turner and Joseph. Okay, finally, Amira has Taylor saying the right thing, and maybe this is going to make it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amira's lucky that Taylor didn't push back too much here for a why, because Amira's great at the, this is what we should do, and then as soon as you ask the why, it's the, And she's really not good at coming up with a ton of reasons, especially if the logic isn't there for them. She refuses to make something up or stretch the truth. So I think Amira could work on that a little bit. But I'm glad to see that at least she then takes that to Monty and is like, no, no, like, we're totally gonna go after, she's definitely going after Turner now. You don't have to worry at all. Turner's the big threat of the house now.
So Turner in the meantime is going to talk with Michael. Now Turner, remember, Turner and Pooch, they're kind of freaking out a little bit. They're kind of worried about numbers. Michael now has a veto. Michael now has two veto wins, great challenge performances. And Turner remembers, oh, wait a minute. Michael approached me like early on, first couple of days, wanted an alliance. I ghosted him. He goes to Michael and he's like, hey, Michael. Hey, remember that alliance we've got with Brittany? Yeah, that whole thing. Like, we've totally been riding that, right? Like, yeah, you know what? There hasn't been much to discuss yet, you know, but I feel like we should start discussing in our alliance that we've made. You know, remember the alliance? We were totally alliance. And Michael's like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man who has not spoken to me in, you know, a week and a half. Let's definitely have this conversation now.
After Turner leaves, Michael's like, too little, too late. No, sir.
Yeah, we can have one ally in common. That does not an alliance make.
Yeah. I mean, huge missed opportunity by Turner. I mean, classic mistake in Big Brother that he straight up turned down an alliance with Michael because he didn't think that Michael would be valuable in the game. And now Michael is like the hottest commodity. And he's like, oh, hey, remember when I thought I was too cool for you? Not anymore.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that he really enjoyed hanging out with Pooch for a good 6-7 days. It's going to be pretty lonely in a couple of them, I think, Turner.
Yeah. So there's another thing that is happening here that seems to it feels like this happens once per season at this point, that there was a comment made in the kitchen that some people thought that Daniel said, you know, a form of the N-word in the kitchen. And then the controversy came because it was like, did Daniel say it? Or did Monty say it? It's just it's Laurel or Yanny, you know, or whatever it was. I don't remember. Were those the two things?
Yeah, those were them. The way that the cameras were angled, it's like you don't see either of their faces. Daniel's is angled like so low that his mouth is completely cut off. It's so weird. It sounded more like Daniel's voice for a second, but then very quickly, like what's said after sounds more like Monty. So I think most people have come away pretty confused, not with a straight answer. Obviously, Big Brother could just clear this up in a second, knowing which mic pack it came from. Has chosen not to do so, which is not great. For me, with, I feel like, the absence of knowing for sure, there are plenty of other things that Daniel has done that I don't love. So yeah. I'm disliking him for those reasons. You know, I am going to wait and, you know, I'll call the jury later on this one.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This is not one that I have done like an investigation on or anything. There was way too much other stuff to figure out from yesterday. From what I've seen, it does look like, most people seem to think it was probably Monty, but I don't think there's any sort of like conclusion in either direction at this point. And here's the thing. It's something that I think it very simply can be cleared up once they get out of the house. Because it's inconclusive at this point, I think that's probably the call before, and again, as you pointed out as well, like plenty of other reasons to be upset with Daniel at this point. I don't think we need this one. at this time. We can be plenty mad if it if we do get confirmation at some point.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the confirmed ones and still be just as angry. So
yeah. You know, I don't think we're going to do a daily segment on all of the terrible things being said about Taylor, because I feel like at this point you've mostly got it. But it's continuing. It's from most angles. Jasmine's being super weird about it, as well as like constantly talking about like how like not judgmental she is and how much grace she gives people. Daniel, though, continues to be one of the worst. Monty, of course, is also very anti-Taylor. But Daniel has just really, like, it feels as though, because remember that conversation I talked about yesterday where Daniel, Nicole, and Terrence all kind of were, and I want to be clear, they said specifically, we're not saying that Taylor is the only reason Paloma left, but she was definitely a big part of it. And so they blame Taylor for Paloma's exit. And it feels as though, Daniel has like, cause his disdain for Taylor has just massively increased. And he really holds Paloma in this, like, on this pedestal where she was just like so amazing. And I think he's really frustrated with Taylor for having caused this or whatever. He just can't stop talking about it. She says she's stalking him around the house. She's trying to like, you know, interfere with his mental health. It's just a constant stream of complaints. And I just like, Clam says, like, we called that they would blame. I literally was joking when I said that they were going to blame Taylor for Paloma. I literally was joking. I did assume the worst, but I genuinely didn't think it would go there. It very fully went there, and it's just continuing to I don't understand his obsession with Taylor, because like he's barely on her mind.
Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. There are two rooms that people hang out in this house. Like, if you leave one, eventually she's gonna come there, you weirdo. She's not following you. Like, I don't understand it. So many things have been said. I feel like good edit of clips where Jasmine is like, Taylor, can you like please make me this dinner for me that I love? And then later she's like, ugh, Taylor's making me this dinner and I didn't even want it. It's like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you all just like making up things? Like, it's so frustrating to watch this group of house guests. It makes it completely impossible to move on from, to then like start rooting for almost any of them in meaningful ways later in the season. So they've continued to be the absolute worst.
Yeah, we're living in like I'm not even gonna try to guess the square footage. Does anyone know the square footage of the Big Brother house? I'd actually be curious to know. But they're living in there's 15 people living in a small house. And he's gonna be like, oh, she's stalking me, she's following me everywhere. Like, no, she's not.
Like, the backyard is closed so often. They don't have the lounge anymore. The bedrooms, like, the people are not really hanging out in them as much. Like, it's kitchen, it's HOH. Like, people are not really spreading out. You're going to run into each other. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Taylor spends most of her time talking to the cameras about how she thinks America doesn't like her. Chill.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. It's so weird.
Sid in the chat says 4,800 square feet per Google.
Sure.
Not bad.
All right. I have no concept of what that is.
How many square feet per person does that make? Let's do some math in the chat. I don't know why I got into this.
Whatever.
So, Turner talked to Michael. I talked about that already. Pooch talks to Kyle. Right? Pooch talks to Kyle and, Pooch is feeling, he talked to Jasmine. I talked about this already. Jasmine, pretty good liar. And, after talking to Jasmine, Pooch is kind of feeling like, okay, Jasmine's telling me I'm good. I think maybe I am good. I don't know. And Kyle says, oh, no, you're not good. Don't believe Jasmine. She's a liar. She is a snake. Kyle is trying to make sure that Pooch is still engaged in trying to figure this out because he is still, of course, trying to, get Pooch to stay. But Kyle's not doing a lot himself. He's just kind of like energizing Pooch to go and do the work, himself. So that's sort of where things are standing. He's not letting Pooch be tricked, I guess is the major point here.
Yeah. Like you said, Jasmine, pretty good liar. It's almost like she has a ton of experience doing it for no reason. I would say, yeah, Kyle, this is where we start to see maybe he is waning a little bit on his support for the Pooch plan. He is kind of straying and giving him some hints. So Kyle, maybe not as on board as we had previously thought. I don't think that that he is necessarily going to blow it up, but starting to drop some hints.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening there, and Daniel and Nicole talk again about the Paloma Alliance. This is when they had that conversation. He tells him it was Paloma's posse, and he's like, how dare they take Paloma's name in vain. And she tells him about how she's annoyed about Amira not wanting to move forward with the alliance with Jasmine and Daniel, and they talk about how they need to take out Monty. Monty is really starting to come up as a target for a few different people. He is really starting to, his position in the game is deteriorating rapidly as the Paloma Alliance itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a great idea to spend a ton of social capital when it's not going to come through. It's going to do nothing for you. It's not great. He has started to look like he is a little inflexible on the plans. Definitely wants to get his way all of the time. And people are not down for that. So once people start seeing that, it's going to be hard to then start using that social capital again later on.
Mm-hmm. So, there's another there's a couple of weird sort of situations, misunderstandings that might not be important, but I'm going to just quickly bring them up. Alyssa talked to Taylor and they have a pretty good relationship. And they've talked about being cool with each other. However, in one of the conversations, Taylor tells Alyssa, hey, I'm not targeting Kyle and Monty next. They've got to go eventually, but they're not next, per what Amira told her to do, essentially. But the problem is Amira has not filled in anybody else about this yet. As far as Alyssa knows, Taylor's been telling everyone she's targeting Monty. So when Taylor tells Alyssa, I'm not targeting Monty, she's like, that's weird. Okay, hold on. What's happening here? She goes to Indy and talks to Indy about it. And she's just like, I'm just confused because Taylor is telling everyone she's targeting Monty, but she's telling me she's not targeting Monty. Like, that's sketchy. Like, what's going on? And Indy is also sketched out. They're like, we thought maybe we could work with her, but I don't know about this.
Yeah, it's like, it's the right thing to be saying, but the problem is that being that you haven't gotten to anyone else, it's going to look like you are lying to her and telling everyone else a different thing, unfortunately.
Yeah. Then we also have another situation also involving Indy and Alyssa, where Amira is very annoyed with Indy because she said something that sounded like she wanted to go to the end with Monty. But I don't think that was her intention of saying that. So I don't even remember the exact phrase, but it was something about hey, Monty would be, I don't know. She's like, there's a little bit of a language barrier. And I think it was interpreted as like, I would go to the end with Monty, but obviously Indy doesn't want to go to the end with Monty, but Amira kind of took it that way. And so Amira was like, we got to get her gone. She was annoyed about that. So again, this was kind of late night stuff. I don't even know that they'll be focused on. Remember, Amir is also pissed at Brittany for the actual thing of throwing her under the bus to Pooch. And so she's also mad at Monty right now. And she's also wanting Turner out. And she also wants Joseph out. So I doubt it'll matter, but worth noting just for now in case it, you know, becomes something later.
Yeah, Indy's not in the best position. I feel like she's always kind of going to be a potential nominee. So not great to give them another reason here.
Yeah. Now, there was another thing that happened when Pooch was like, oh, the women are all talking in the HOH room and they're shutting up when we walk in. They are doing that. And they are talking game. And in one of those sessions, it was floated around. We could use the veto, right? We could. And then maybe we could just throw Joseph up there. Joseph, big juicy target. It was discussed. It was ultimately kind of shut down for now. They decided against doing it, but it was discussed as an option. Just again, it could theoretically come up again because it was already discussed as an option. But for now, it doesn't seem like that is happening. Again, like I said, lots of spinning of wheels here. Lots of things that are happening, but probably won't actually matter.
Yeah. Second week in a row, though, where Joseph's name is thrown out as a potential target. So not great for Joseph for sure. See if he can turn that around. But I don't think that he's doing a lot of work to do much about that just yet, at least. We'll see when he's potentially blindsided.
So we also have this camera talk by Michael toward the end of the night, which is useful because, again, Michael is probably in one of the best spots in the house right now. Totally in with the women, still pretty in with the guys. Now, there was a little bit of talk from Monty about like, hey, Michael's winning a lot of these comps, but Monty's kind of on his way out. So he says to the cameras, Monty going out next. I'd be cool with that. That'd be pretty good for me, actually. Obviously, he has no loyalty to the Paloma Alliance. They've always just been a tool for him. So if Monty's got to go, then that would be great, actually. That'd be good for him because it cuts off Kyle, who he wants to work with. And so he also mentions specifically that he would love for Taylor to win that HOH and actually go ahead and backdoor Monty. He thinks he can become, again, with Monty gone, that he will be Kyle's like number one at that point, which is probably true. Especially if Taylor does it for them and, you know, it all kind of works out for Michael. So that's his ideal plan.
Yeah. I mean, if Kyle were to lose Pooch and Monty back to back, makes Kyle really reliant on the other members of the Alliance. So, as it shrinks down, Michael becomes more and more important. They can't just let him go because he's winning too many competitions. So I see the value for sure.
Yeah. So that's kind of where he's seeing the game. Again, he has no intention of running to the end with the Paloma Alliance. He ideally is like bringing Brittany and Indy, to the end. He doesn't want to work with Turner. He feels like Turner could, you know, be a target too. And he also doesn't feel great about Daniel at this time. So that's kind of where he stands at the moment. And I think it's a pretty good place.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like Michael, when we turn on the feeds, is being quiet and he's not in good social standing, so much so that he ends up on the block. He was barely in an alliance before he gets put up there anyway. So things were looking very precarious for Michael. Now, flash forward like 10 days and all of a sudden he is like center of the house, aligned with like pretty much everyone and an important ally for quite a few people.
Yes. And so that's, again, that's basically, there was a lot of talks that we like summarized or just kind of like skipped through because it's just a lot to do, about nothing here. And we get to the end result, which is the same, which is Pooch is still going to be on the block. Pooch is still going to be sent home as of right now. The Paloma Alliance is deteriorating. Monty is becoming a target and Michael is kind of like, rising into power, so to speak. So that's kind of where we're at. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Scally?
The only other thing, and stop me if this was Friday, because I am famously terrible with dates and timelines. there was Brittany contributing a little bit to Pooch's paranoia in talking to, I believe, both Pooch and Turner at different points, making them not so sure that Taylor is the actual target, and trying to do work with her alleged final two in Turner at one point. But Brittany, like, you're so messy. Like, with barely any information, you are so messy. So, like, let's just slow it down a little bit.
She's very messy. And I guess it is, maybe, again, it's another thing that it might not go anywhere, but she did have another conversation with, or a conversation with Terrence yesterday as well, which was, again, remember, like, Brittany's storyline, last you heard from Brittany, is she's trying to break into this older person alliance. And so there was a continuation of that yesterday, where she talked to Terrence about potentially working together, and how they can, you know, be on the same team. Remember that a lot of people in the older person alliance don't really want Brittany in it, but she's still trying to break in for now. We'll see if she succeeds. You know, the way that Terrence is very much like Nicole's person right now. So if Nicole doesn't want Brittany, then it's probably not going to happen, but she is still trying.
Yeah, it's not, definitely things are not looking up for Brittany, but we'll see. You know, Turner looks like he's going to be in need of a friend come next week. I don't know if that's going to help her very much, but at least someone will be, you know, pulling on her you know, allegiance a little more.
Yes, really her I mean, the best thing for her by far is the fact that Michael has won these competitions, and everyone knows that Brittany and Michael are friends. And so that is a huge thing for Brittany's game, where people are still willing to target Brittany, and Michael is willing to let Brittany be targeted, but there's still that little bit of barrier. Like, if there's somebody else we can do that won't make Michael maybe upset with me, then maybe we'll do that first. And that's huge for her. So that's where things stand today here on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. We'll also be live tonight to recap tonight's Sunday night episode of Big Brother 24. I'll also be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, to watch the episode live with all of you. We have fun in these live watch parties. We make little predictions about what we're going to see in the episode. You can bet points. It really, honestly, like, it makes boring episodes a lot more interesting, because you get invested in, like, what we are or not going to see. I've been enjoying it. So check that out. I'll also be playing some Goose Goose Duck with the crew, you know, lying to my friends at around 2 p.m. Eastern today, if you want to check that out as well. And if you want to see more of those, some past videos edited together of these kinds of games that we play, you can check out the YouTube channel where I've been uploading some of them. The most recent one is one of our first proximity chat games, where when you're bad in a proximity chat game, you have to pretend the whole time, even when you're like walking around by yourself. It's like, I'm doing tasks. Yeah. So you can watch me do that in the most recent video. Scally, what do you got going on?
Well, anything I'm doing, you can find over on Twitter at @Brian_Scally. Recently am covering the Challenge USA with Matt Liguori over on the Dom and Colin podcast, which has been a ton of fun so far. And about to start talking about Love Island USA, which is premiering on Peacock very soon. Shift in network. So excited to see how that changes the program. Overall, I'm pretty excited. I feel like it's going to be a little less family friendly, which is probably going to make for a better product for Love Island. So excited to start talking about that with Kirsten over on the wrap ups.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Thank you all so much for joining us, and I will see all of you next time.